Hey everybody, it's your girl Shawana. I know it's been a while, but I haven't forgot about my podcasting. Just been a little busy going through this thing that we call life. But I'm still excited about doing this, and hopefully, as I always say, whatever I say, that it can help somebody that's going through whatever, something that'll be positive in someone's life, you know, and I'm gonna keep doing this thing till God tell me to stop. So yeah, I'm still doing this thing. My ex is moving, letting go, and let God take control. It's December. We almost said out of this year. I mean, we almost out of this thing for real. And I'm just thinking about and reflecting on from how God has brought me and a lot of us from January to now. A lot of us didn't make it, but I thank God that I'm still here. So I just want to talk for a little snippet about being me. I guess it's fitting since it's the end of the year, and being me can be difficult sometimes. You know, I was contemplating about what do I want to talk about? And I just thought about it. Being me came up in my mind. You know, I always talk about that man in the mirror, the Michael Jackson song. And I've said in other podcasts, you know, you got to look at that man in the mirror. And I've been looking at that man in the mirror lately a lot. But, you know, when I first heard that song, you know, I was young. And, you know, I'm a big Michael Jackson fan, like a lot of us are. And, you know, any song he had put out, I loved it. You know, we were singing that thing back in the day. But it wasn't until I got older when I listened to that song again and really understood what the words were saying in the song. You know, I'm talking about the man in the mirror and what Michael, the message he was saying. You know, we got to start with ourselves before we can make a change. And Lord knows, I've been through a lot. And I've been making a lot of changes because I really had to look at myself in the mirror. And a lot of times we don't want to look at self. You know, we want to blame a lot of things that happen to us or things that we go through on other people and circumstances and situations. But sometimes we got to look at ourselves in the mirror and realize that we are the reason for things that happen to us. Sometimes things just happen, but sometimes we may put a little push to it. And I had to really look at myself. And it ain't easy thing looking at yourself. Looking at all your scars, looking at all the things that you've done and said and all that stuff. It's hard sometimes to really look at yourself and take responsibility and say, hey, I did it. And I had to look at myself because I had to go through all the scars. Because I got a lot of scars. I had to look through all the mental illness, the depression, and all the things that I did to myself. And all the things that I went through. And just really had to look at myself. And then understand, how is it being me? Because sometimes it's not easy being me. I realized that and I accept that. Sometimes I can be hell on wheels. Sometimes I can be just as nice as I can be. And sometimes I can just, I don't even know who I am. And sometimes we have to ask that question, who are we? What are we doing? What is our purpose in life? What are we here for? Are we just going through the motions? Are we just here trying to make a difference, or we just here? And I had to ask myself that question. You know, growing up, I had to grow up early. You know, my mom and dad worked, and you know, they took care of me and my brother, but my mom was always in and out the hospital when I was growing up. And a lot of people didn't know that. A lot of people didn't realize, you know, that my mother was in and out the hospital having surgery after surgery. It seemed like every year, every couple months or whatever, she was having surgery back to back. And I was always scared that she would never come back because, you know, her mother died when she was 11 years old. And, you know, that scared me. Every time she went in a hospital, I would think that she was never coming back. So, you know, when I turned 11, Lord knows I was scared that my mama wouldn't, she was going to die because her mother died at the age. So that would scare me. And I remember she would sit us down every time she had to go in the hospital for whatever surgery was and say she gonna be in this long and say y'all gonna have to do this, y'all gonna have to do that. And I thank her for that because she told us, you know, we had to learn how to wash our clothes, we had to cook, we learned how to, you know, get ourselves up for school and, you know, all this type of stuff we had to do. And my dad, he taught us how to go pay bills and all that stuff at an early age. Because he would say, me and your mom may not always be here, so y'all gonna have to learn how to do these things. You might get married or whatever. You got to know how to cook and clean. And I remember my dad even showed me how to fix on a car. He's like, me and your brother might not always be around, so you need to learn how to change a tire if something happening. So I learned all this stuff at a young age. So I was like a little mini adult in a child's body, you know. Of course, you know, I was in school playing with friends and cousins, you know, doing child stuff. But then at the same time, I was being a mini adult too. Because like my mom went in the hospital with these surgery and stuff, I was always the one doing everything. Because my brother, of course, you know, mama showed us stuff, but only one of us paid attention. So he wouldn't do what he needed to do. So it's like I was the independent one. I was the oldest, but I was the youngest. You know, and a lot of people thought that I was the oldest in school, but actually my brother is. I guess because I matured and was so fast, but I was, you know, growing up with the things with my mom going in and out the hospital. So I had to learn how to do stuff. So I sit here and I look back with that man in the mirror again, and I just think about, wow, growing up fast and then becoming a single mother, and now I'm 46 and it seems like my life just has passed me by. I really haven't lived because I had to grow up early, then be a single mother, being a mama and a daddy. And now that my kids are grown, I'm like, what now? What is my purpose now? Because I really haven't known what my purpose was from the beginning. And so I look back and I say, what is it? How is it being me? How did I get through all this stuff? So now I'm trying to figure out what to do next now. What is my purpose now? How can I live my life now? And I know a lot of us ask that question a lot because I know a lot of us going through a lot of things. And then we get to a point in our life like, wow. If you look back, you kind of realize that your life has passed you by. What have you accomplished? What have you done? Especially if you've been in circumstances and situations. Especially if you've been a single parent. You know, you then work 2 jobs, 3 jobs to keep a roof over your kids' head. To make ends meet. Now that they're grown, now you're trying to figure out what your purpose is. Like me growing up, I had mom and daddy. Yes. But you had stuff that happened. My mama being sick all the time, and you had to kind of take over and grow up and do things to help out mama and daddy, you know, while you still trying to be a child. But you really can't focus on being a child because you always worrying about if your mom was going to come home from the hospital from having cancer and fibroids and all kinds of surgeries she had, all these things going on with her. And that was always the thing, is my mom gonna come back home? So you had to try to focus, and I was an honor roll student in school, played sports, but I had all this stuff on my mind every time. My mama went in the hospital, and I had to push through. So I asked my question to myself, how is it being me? How did I make it through all this stuff? Being sexually assaulted, going through depression and suicide for so many years, and still trying to raise my kids, still was trying to go to school, still working, even though my mental health was falling apart. How was it being me? A lot of people don't understand the way I act and how I am, because I've been through so much and I did it in silence. That's the wrong thing to do, but that's what I did. And I look back now, this is 2021, and the journey that I have gone through from then until now, and all I can do is just thank God for keeping me when I didn't even want to keep myself. And I think about how it is being me. People don't understand me. A lot of people think I'm stuck up. A lot of people think I'm mean, and I'm none of that. It's just, I've been through so much. Sometimes I just don't say nothing, because I reflect and just thank God for bringing me through the day, bringing me through the hour, bringing me through the minute. Because Lord knows, if you knew my story, you'll fall out. Wouldn't even realize, man, you went through that? I didn't know that. A lot of people don't know. And I know a lot of people got a lot of stories and things they done went through that people don't know of. And you be sitting up here thinking that these people got this and got that. And if only you knew their story. But the only thing you can do is thank God. Because I thank God that I don't look like what I've been through. Because He has kept me when I didn't even want to keep myself. It was times in my life that I didn't even want to get out of bed. It was times when I used to wake up every day trying to figure out how I was going to kill myself. How was I going to take myself out today? You know? So I look back and I say, my God, how is it being me? Sometimes you got to ask that question. How is it being you? What do you see? And I looked in that mirror and I looked at myself to see, what do I see when I see my reflection? I used to see somebody I couldn't stand. I used to see somebody that was broken and hurt. I used to see somebody that was a failure, because that's how I felt. But now when I look in that mirror, I see nothing but glory. I see God's creation, because He didn't give me the spirit to fear. He didn't give me the spirit to fail. He didn't give me none of that. He gave me the Holy Spirit to be with me, to protect me and help me throughout my day. But it took me a long time to realize that and understand that. So now when I say, how is it being me? It's wonderful being me, because I love me. I love me now. I didn't love myself before. I didn't know God either. You know, I grew up in the church. Went to church every day. Growing up, got baptized, sung in the choir, was a junior usher, did all this stuff. But I didn't have that relationship with God like I should have. I didn't know Him. I didn't know how to talk to Him like I do now. You know, I didn't know how to walk in the authority that He gave me back then. But I do now. So I can say being me is just wonderful. You know, you have friends and relatives say, oh, you acting funny. Oh, you act like you better than this. You know, I used to have cousins right to this day that would talk about me and say, oh, because I had long hair and I dressed a certain way that I thought that I was all that. No, I didn't. If you only knew my story. If you only knew that every day I woke up, I wanted to take myself out of this world. But I still woke up and kept my hair combed and wore my clothes and looked the way Shawana looked. Pretended to make it through the day. If you only knew, you wouldn't have said the things that you were said about me. If you only knew. But I can only thank God for that. So now, I don't even care what people say about me being me. I just let people be people and keep it moving and walk in God's authority. Because being me, I wouldn't rather be nobody else but me. And I wouldn't nobody else. I wouldn't want anybody else to be me. Not go through the things I went through. Everybody got their own story. So I guess sometimes we just have to look at ourselves in the mirror, that man in the mirror, and ask that question is, what is it? How is it being me? How is it being me? It ain't easy, I tell you that. It ain't easy being me. I don't think nobody else agree with that either, saying it's easy being them. Not with the way life is today. I mean, it's just hard now. Just trying to keep your mind straight with so much that's going on in the world. We got the pandemic still going on. You know, we got all this killing. We got people losing jobs. People don't want to work. We just got so much going on right now in the world. So it's hard trying to sustain yourself and being yourself. It is. But I thank God that he kept me all this time. And I thank God for letting him be me, because I'm proud to be me. And anybody else out there, you have those thoughts and you wonder and you look in the mirror and you try to understand yourself. Love yourself. Don't be ashamed of your scars. Don't be ashamed of things that you've gone through. Don't be ashamed that you failed or fallen down so many times. Be proud of being yourself. Because through all of those storms and trials and tribulations you've been through, God was right there with you. And guess what? He ain't never stopped loving you. You may have stopped loving him. You may even stop loving yourself. But he has always loved you. And that's one thing that kept me going. Because in the back of my mind, no matter what I was going through, when I was going through depression and all that, I still knew God loved me. But I would ask that question is, why, Lord, do you still love me even though I've done all these things? And I put my children, my family through all this stuff. I've done this stuff. Why you still love me? Why you still trying to keep me here? That's what I used to say. So that's the question that I ask now. That was a question that was asked when I was at church. Why did God love us so much that he gave his only begotten son? Sometimes we need to ask that question. Why did Jesus get on that cross? Why did God bring him into this world to get on that cross for us? Why do God love us so much? And I think when you're going through something, when you're doubting, that's something you should always remember. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. So if God gave his son for our sins, ain't nothing else you should worry about. You shouldn't even worry about nothing you've done, because no matter what, God loves us. So that's all I want to say for these little snippets. Being me. Being me can be good, being me can be bad. But all over, being me is just being wonderful, and I love me now. I didn't used to love me, but I thank God that I love me now. So if anybody out there having doubts about who you are, about being yourself, Be yourself. No matter what your scars look like, no matter what you've been through, if somebody don't like the way you are, let them be and keep it moving. Because there's somebody out there in that world gonna love you no matter what. Just like God does. And I thank God I learned that lesson. And I'm gonna keep pushing with that and keep it moving and keep doing this thing and keep being me and loving me. So I hope y'all have a happy new year, because 2022 ain't gonna be able to hold me, baby. Because being me in 2022 gonna be something serious, I do believe. 2021 is scraping the surface of being me, or who I am finna be now. Because who I was in the past is gone. That hurt and depressed person, all that is gone. The new me is the one that's walking in God's authority and ain't scared of nothing. It's finna shut some stuff down and let God's glory shine through. So, y'all have a happy Christmas, a happy new year, and a good night. And I'ma holler at y'all later. Bye.